This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You've found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
Here at the Two Fat Lattes, we like Lady Gaga.
She didn't have meat gloves on, did she?
And at the Grammys, she passed her cuckoo test with flying colours.
She made her grand entrance into the Staples Center encased in that jumbo egg. Oh,
that Lady Gaga, she's clucking mad. The Two Fat Lattes.
Speaking of strange and outrageous,
they'd rather eat their eggs than ride around in one.
Did she have tortellini earrings?
Joy 94.9.
Poor Chuck.
Oh, dear.
Lady Gaga. Oh, isn't she amazing?
She's so amazing.
You only have to have a little chat to Lonnie to realise how amazing she is. He's more than happy to tell you.
When she rolled up on the red carpet.
Was it red?
Well, she was kind of like...
I loved those little people holding up the egg.
Well, that's right.
They were dressed like...
It was like Cleopatra.
I thought, because they were all dressed in that kind of beige colour,
yes.
They looked like toast soldiers.
Toast.
With a boiled egg. But the egg was kind of a disgusting... It was like a dinosaur egg.
It was rather large.
She was a bit brontosaurus.
She was apparently incubating.
What was she incubating?
Herself before she was born.
She really is a hatchling.
Well, yes.
Really?
She was reborn.
Right.
Mm.
Did she wear her yolk sac?
But you know what's...
Did anyone have a look at that?
Do you know what was interesting?
The blood clot in it. What? Isn't that the worst? When you crack open an egg, there's a little blood stain in it. I hope there was no stain on her yolk.
No, but they were all in beige, Benny.
Yeah, they were toast.
But not only the people carrying her, but she was in beige as well.
Oh, was she?
Yes.
Oh.
And it was very controversial today. She was on the news again.
Not with Kerri-Anne Kennelly.
No. Oh, Good Morning America or something.
Oh.
But she was wearing horns.
Oh.
Yeah.
As you do. Mm. Was she horny?
I don't know. I don't know what that reference was to.
Where were the horns?
On her head.
Were there more antler?
Little antler, no.
Were they?
I'm getting a yes or no.
They were kind of
protruding from her forehead.
Right.
Mm.
Pretty soon, no one's really going to pay attention to her unless she's doing something stupid. Do you know the look?
That's most times.
Do you know what I mean? No one's going to know it's her. If she actually woke up one day and came out in her pajamas and did something totally normal, like go down and buy, you know, a kilo of strawberries or something, no one's going to know who she is.
They'll think it odd.
Yes. I think we have to feel a little bit sorry for her in that sense. Did anyone blow the egg?
What do you mean blow the egg?
You know, like when you make like a Fabergé egg, like you cut a little hole and you suck it out or blow it out. Do you blow it out or suck it out?
I don't know. I've never done that.
I think I have known people to suck it out, but I think you're meant to blow it out. I think if it's...
Well, no, it apparently opened like a clam.
Like a whale's mouth.
Or like a clam.
Like, oh, so she came, so she arrived in a huge clam.
And she was born on stage.
With or without a beard.
She was beardless.
I've got some messages here, Frank.
Yeah, tell.
I asked for a docker and I've got a dock. We've just had a docking from Nick in North Melbourne. Did you feel it docking?
I felt. Nick came from the rear.
I thought there was something on our bow.
Bow or stern?
Stern, sorry. Where's your bow? At the front of, because sometimes you shoot across a bow, don't you? Like in the
people are just nodding
in the navy.
You say.
No, in the navy when they want to do a war, when they want you to stop,
yes.
they shoot pellets across your bow.
Well, how do you know this?
Because I've seen it all the time.
You've been watching McHale's Navy again.
I love McHale. Well, I'm just waiting for the episode where they reach Operation Desert Storm or the Gulf.
I think they've got decades ahead of them.
Anyway, so we've got a docking from Nick in North Melbourne. We've also got, Simo in East St Kilda. He said, chow, chow, meow, meow.
Mwah, mwah.
Oh, mwah, mwah. I thought he said meow, meow.
As in kiss, kiss.
Oh, like European.
Like,
oh, mwah. Simo Euro East St. Kilda.
That's right. Right. Air kiss.
Not cat. I didn't think. He just doesn't seem like a cat kind of person. Nah, nah. I think, why the hell is he writing meow, meow?
We were talking about Gaga earlier. Mm,
can't stop and can't have enough of the Gaga.
Can't get enough of the Gaga. And reporters and people who were on the red carpet were so overwhelmed.
Yes.
By her coming around in an egg or right. going up the carpet in an egg.
Was she actually in it though? No one really
she
knows.
She was in it. You could see a little shadow.
In the egg.
Something moving, yeah.
Wouldn't, that would have been nice, a translucent egg.
What, she was about to hatch.
I would have loved it if she just cracked a couple of holes in the bottom and just walked in like an egg.
That would have been nice.
That would have been gorgeous.
But apparently there were one people of the reporters. So overwhelmed. One of the reporters actually was trying to
do
report.
Do we have a snippet of it?
We do have a snippet.
We had a very dare. Let's go to Tara Chasen for the bet. They had the pet.
Oh, she's on Optus. That's what I sound like.
We had a very dare bite. Let's go to Tara Chasen for the bet. They had the pet.
That is, she's not serious.
Oh my goodness.
That actually went to air.
Really?
God, we're pretty good.
We're so professional compared to her.
There are some things in life that some people just shouldn't do.
Style queen Ida Buttrose has gone to some extreme lengths to teach us a lesson.
Society today is suffering from a total lack of manners.
And you know how she's teaching us? With a rap song.
Your knife and fork are waving in the air. Put them next to your plate. It shows that you care.
Oh, and get this.
You're standing on the footpath. Get out of the way. And hang up your iPhone. I don't care what you say.
It's not acceptable.
The Two Fat Lattes. Inda Gay Hood.
Coming at you in stereo.
On Joy 94.9.
That's the word from me. I come from the block.
Ita.
What's Ita up to?
Who cares? She's geared to tell it how it is, goddammit. Ida Buttrose pushing us back to 1945.
Wow, she wants etiquette training for everyone.
So do I. But I don't rap about it.
And apparently she's had lots and lots of hits, hasn't she, producer Paul?
Yes.
About 300.
She's had a massive 300 hits.
Wow.
In about, what, 2 months? How long has it been up?
A few days.
A few days. 300 in 3 days.
Well, you know, Ida's in with the kids.
She's getting real.
Jiggy with it.
Hello, I'm Ida Buttrose.
Hello, Ida. But who better to tell us about
etiquette? Why are you responding to a recorded voice?
Why?
You said hello back.
Oh, haven't you ever tried ringing up like your telephone provider?
Yes. I don't actually respond. I yell.
Oh, Frank, that's angry.
At the recorded voice.
That's so angry.
And then I'm very nice afterwards.
So what's this book Ita's published? We should have done this.
What do you mean? An etiquette book?
We need an etiquette book.
Do you reckon?
We don't need her in our gay hood. We should be doing our own
work.
Well,
I don't know. It's just for gay people. It's for everybody, Benny.
Well, it is actually because most gays I know have good etiquette. Not. She should teach. I would like to teach people the art of conversation.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So how would you start? What's your lesson 101?
No, because some people get very angry if you're on internet, if you're online,
yes,
or on your Grindr app, or yeah, on your Scruff app.
Yeah.
They get very
angry. Do you do
all
three at
once?
No,
a lot of people write on their profile that they want you to say hello. Well, they want you to engage in a conversation, but they will only reply if there's more than just hi or hello.
Right. Yes.
So what they want is they want a full-on essay up front to know. They want to be guaranteed that you can hold a conversation.
Okay.
Then they ask you how big your dick is.
You're standing on the footpath. Get out of the way and hang up your iPhone. I don't care what you say.
Hang up the iPhone. If only you could hang up an iPhone, Ita. There's a girl from the dialing days. She used to dial way back. She used to stick her finger in and give it a twist. I've got some more messages. Hi, my lovely lattes. So nice to listen to you in Oz instead of 2 a.m. in Texas. We're finally introducing our terrible beige roommate to you tonight, hoping he laughs until he farts glitter. And that's from Candace in Sydney.
How beautiful.
Can I just mention to you about farting glitter?
Yes, did you do some?
Can you? You might need your finger on that button in a little while, Paul. The other night, I went with my room with my flatmate. We went to have inspector a unit that was up for sale.
Sure.
So I said, I'll come along with you. And she brought one of her friends. Came in his little bike and had his, like, you know, his shorts, and he looked the. You know, then the agent started asking questions. So they were in a conversation. And I thought, I'm getting so bored of just, you know, sitting here listening to an agent, you know, a real estate agent. So I went to, like, inspect the bedrooms again. And I was feeling a little funny, but I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure what was.
What did you do?
Well, no, but I sort of maneuvered around to go into the main bedroom. And as I put my foot down.
Do I really want to know this? As you put your foot down, this happened.
Exactly. All over the place.
Were there lots of...
It was a very loud... It was so loud.
No, Benny. And that's terrible.
I know. But it was like really... Because I had no idea. It was like... I had no idea that was going to happen. And the funny,
you must have had some inkling that something was
coming
out.
But the worst was pretending like nothing had happened. Because there was a concrete floor, so I was really praying, can I get away with, like, creaky floorboards?
But so did you actually come out of the bedroom after that?
Well, I sort of did come out after, and I was still having a conversation. But it was like the worst because her friend was like, he was new, he was Rainbow.
Yes.
So it was, you know, when rainbows meet for the first time.
Oh, that wasn't bad impression.
It wasn't a mating call.
There's a show on telly, on your pay TV that I don't particularly watch.
Mm.
And there's this dude that goes around eating extreme foods.
Oh, yeah, I never watched it.
No.
Though. I gag.
Because it's kind of repulsive.
Oh, he eats things like, you know, tofu and stuff.
Tofu? No, you know, like ram's balls and things like that.
Oh, don't say it like it's not normal.
Well, well, it ain't. But anyway, he goes around eating all those extreme foods. But apparently, in New Zealand right now, they're having shots of stallion semen.
I beg your pardon? Can you repeat that again?
They're having shots of stallion semen.
Really? Like horse?
Like horse.
Now, hang on. You just said, is it a restaurant? What are you talking about?
It's known there is, as a delicacy, that one racehorse owner says will have extreme foodies rearing to go, apparently.
Yeah.
It's pure testosterone.
Oh, I'm gonna
gag. The idea is that you knock it back.
Oh, like a Bailey's Irish Cream. Oh. Oh, does it smell like bleach? What?
Apparently they're blow shots called Power Horse.
Really?
Yes.
But it's actually a drink.
Yeah. They're shots. It's a drink. Shots. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's an alcoholic drink.
Well, I don't know. It's alcohol. Well, it doesn't mention that it's alcoholic. Oh,
don't you think you should find out before we broadcast this?
It comes in flavours.
Right.
And are available in cherry licorice and banoffee pie. We were talking about banoffee pie
before. Hang on, producer Paul, it's not, it's actually, it's a cocktail. It's not made of horse.
He's looking at you.
It is made of horse.
Yes.
Well, it's made, it's horse semen
with a bit of flavour.
Oh.
And they freeze it.
They freeze it.
Oh, thank God it's frozen.
Wow, that's
you wouldn't
great.
Want to drink it hot.
Oh. Oh. It's like milk from the cow.
Well, I suppose we eat caviar.
Well, is that that's fresh?
That's fish eggs.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying, you know.
But you wouldn't want a mouthful of caviar and then a horse shot after it. Oh, what a mess. That would be... Oh.
Oh, not good.
You might want a cigarette afterwards. We've got a hatchling on board.
Not a gaga hatch.
A kind of a gaga hatch. We've got a message here from Joanne from London. She says, it's Joanne here from the UK, sending my love to Ian, my best mate. Now, Ian is the guy, you know, Ian's our friend in London who started the whole, you know, the Two Fat Lattes fan club thing in London. And I got a message from Ian saying, hello, Lattes. He's just letting us know that our global hymen has been once again broken. And he goes, we have Joanne, the lesbian listening from the UK for the first time, and she may need assistance with her docking. So I thought tonight we might have a little bit of a course in midwifery.
Oh, okay. Are you good at that?
Well, I'm sure we'll learn as we go.
Have you delivered previously?
I'm sure she'll be okay if she comes in head first. So we have to explain, we have to be gentle with Joanne tonight as it's her first night.
Okay.
It's the first night with a latte. But I've never given birth to a hatchling leso before.
It's the first time for everything, baby.
There is a first time for everything.
Can I just ask?
Yes.
Ian and Joanne.
Yeah.
Are they, they're both in the UK.
Yes.
So are they nearby each other?
I have no idea. They obviously know each other.
They do.
Because Ian's been plugging the show to people in his town, and obviously
London.
She's taken the bait and she's listening in. So she sent in a message. She SMS'd it internationally. I felt a little tap on my hymen. I didn't realise I was receiving a leso through it. But we're glad you're here. Can you just give her a wipe down? Have you weighed her? You have to weigh her, and you have to make sure that your nipples aren't inverted, because she's going to be hungry after that trip. Have you checked your nipples lately?
No, not recently, but I will give them a good looking at.
I need a cabbage leaf.
Do you?
Mine's about to leak.
It is the Homo Helpline.
It is.
You're with Dr. F and Dr. B.
Hello, lattes. Going through problem with my back passage.
Here we go. It's Katie.
Katie. Let's have a look.
Can we have a read?
Let me just twist around, look at the screen.
I'm looking at it too.
Dear Benny and Frank, you've helped me in the past with a problem I had regarding filling my crack in my wooden toilet seat. So I'm hoping you can help me again with this one. We're always happy to do you again, aren't we?
We are, yeah.
We love, what do they call when you come back?
Return customers.
Return customers to the surgery. Here we go. I have a leak in my back passage. Oh, dear. Poor Katie. The ceiling in my back passage has a very large skylight. And with the heavy rain we've been having lately, it seems to have developed a leak along the side.
Oh.
Every time we have heavy rain now, I have to put carefully positioned receptacles out to catch the drips. Do you think maybe the flashing along the side of the skylight has perished? Oh, maybe. Please help. It's a pain in the ass to have the leaking. Oh, I had to have leaking and a moist back passage.
Moist
Katie.
Back package.
There is nothing worse than a leso with a leaky back passage. Katie, I suspect my advice to you is that maybe, you do have faulty flashing. Sometimes it's really good to get some cork in your back passage.
Cork?
Yeah. Have you ever had like a Sealy's cork?
No, I haven't used that.
Sometimes
it's like silicon.
Yes.
It's a little bit like silicon. Yeah, but it's cork.
It's cork. Mm. And what happens is the cork helps you have get a tight seal.
Now, I understand that we've got Katie on the line.
Have we?
Yes.
How did we patch that through?
We're very good.
Oh, wow.
Hello, Katie.
Yes, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, well, you know, a bit damp.
Oh, you poor thing. Have you had some cork?
What?
We were saying that sometimes you might need to go around your flashing with a cork.
Oh, no, I haven't tried that.
Yeah, or, you know, like silicon.
Can you get up a tier flashing?
I have to get up a ladder.
You might have to get your fingers on it, though. Like, you might have to run a bead, like run the silicon bead and then run your finger down it.
Oh, okay.
No, you really, because you got to get, if the cork, once you put the cork on, you've got to work, it has to be worked in with your fingers. Can you, do you think you can manage that?
I'll give it a go. You mean I have to work on my own back passage with my own fingers?
You might have to.
I mean, if you want us to come and work it with our fingers, we could. We could do like a handyman segment.
That would be great. We could film it and everything.
Yes.
We could. But But you'd have to dry your back passage first.
Oh, yeah.
You can't...
we've just had a bit more rain, and I think oh. a few more.
Is it damp?
More moisture came in.
Have you got a mobile? Like, are you on hands free or something? Like,
Yeah. I'm looking at it now.
Is it moist?
Yeah, look, I don't think it was heavy enough that last shower we had.
Oh, okay.
Needs to rain heavily for, you know, 5 to 10 minutes.
You can't put cork anywhere near it if it's wet.
Oh, okay.
It'll just, because it won't...
Well,
it will go in, but it won't stick.
So it needs to be completely dry.
It needs to be, you need to have a dry crack. Do you think you... Yeah. You might have to get a blow dryer onto it.
Well, the way the weather is at the moment, it's not going to be dry for quite some time.
No, it's not.
soaking wet. It's like moist because of the humidity in the air.
Frank was actually worried about the front. Have you got?
Well, I was just thinking because of all the rain that we've had and the soil's moved. You know,
yeah.
You tend to have leaks in many places, and you might have one in your front.
No, well, it's the only one that's coming into the house, although there is a leak in my front porch too.
So you do have a leak in the front.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You're getting it from front and back. you know what?
What's the worry?
Well, listen, our thoughts are with you, our prayers are with you.
Thank you.
And
if you need our assistance, just holler.
That means a lot to me.
All right. Thanks, Katie.
Thanks, guys.
We will contact you in a couple of weeks to find out how you're going, though.
Well, I might invite you over and we'll all put our fingers in it.
Okay, excellent. All right.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Dane. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, what a... nothing nicer than a warm lezzo. I love it. Now, I have a homo helpline. Let me just click that one.
Preparation is key, Benny.
It is. No, I did have them because I'm flicking through many screens here at the Joy Plush Studios. This one's from Mark. He says, please help me. I'm meeting up with someone from Grindr tomorrow night and I don't know how to prepare myself.
What's the ritual that you go through?
Soap. There is nothing worse than meeting someone with a smelly staphylococcus. Can we have a chat?
Isn't that just a given? Do people have to really be told?
Oh, look.
Seriously.
You know, the amount of times.
Oh, you're making me sweat, Benny.
Why? Well, then you need some soap.
Really?
Yes. Ita,
has that happened to you?
It's very well for Ita. It's very well for Ita Buttroast to write.
Buttroast?
Buttroast. It's very all well and good for Ita Buttroast to rap about protocols, but we need to do our own.
Okay.
And one of those is that if don't be silly, wash your willy. Don't you think?
Absolutely. I just assume that it's a given that when you do meet someone that kind of thing's taken care of. You don't need to be told.
Yes.
Don't you think? I would think that.
Yes. And while you're there, clean underwear.
You're just making it gospel again.
It's part of our celebrations at Gay Uluru.
Right.
It's what we're going to expect. I'm just trying to think of another rhyme.
Shortly.
A nice clean Jenny for Benny. Now, this comes from... a fellow called Howard. Now, actually, I need to click back to this one because Howard wrote in, he sent us a message earlier and I said, oh, I think he's from Mulgrave. And I was just guessing. And then he said, he goes, no. And he sort of reprimanded me very harshly.
Oh.
And he said, I actually live in Keysborough.
But isn't that near Mulgrave?
Sorry for making that.
No, where's that?
Well, is there any difference?
That's what I'm asking.
Oh, you live in Keysborough. That makes it all so much better.
Maybe
I'm joking.
Keysborough has a better, you know, quality of
anything,
person.
Anything with a borough in it.
It's like Erinsborough.
Yes.
From Neighbours.
Keysborough. I think is that near there? Because aren't all the bras together?
It's near Springvale.
So it is kind of spring. A spring in your step, a spring in your veil. So there you go. And he says, he and his boyfriend are listening in a car. He says,
You hesitated there, Benny.
Well, boyfriend. fact. He says, we're listening in the car because we don't have a radio in the house. And he says, isn't that very Dora the Explorer of me?
Is it?
Well, it just reminds me of the drive-ins.
Yes, when you put your speaker on your window. So how does that relate to anything?
Well, I just need you to sort of just string that along because I've just oh, here we go. Great. So he goes, dear lattes, first of all, I would like to say how I have discovered you, your Friday show and your podcast. You are just fabulous. So he listens to the show at lunchtime from Monday to Friday when I drive to Glen Waverley with my colleague and friend Sarah. Whilst we listen to your podcast, which we love. Lattes, let's get down to business because I have two problems. Number one, I work in a funeral parlour. Is that a problem? No, he says, I work in a funeral parlour here in the eastern suburbs and I'm finding it very hard to break their beige crust and inject them with a 12-inch rainbow syringe. Well, at least he's trying. He goes, what can you suggest? I've tried bringing a truckload of glitter to make them roll in it, but they won't. I suspect that that young Howard is fairly new on the scene. He's a bit of a hatchling.
Oh.
So I would...
How would you get that from that email?
Because he drives to work with a friend called Sarah.
So you're figuring young, just from that?
Well, you know, early on in the in rainbow development...
Women are around? Are you saying?
Well, you know, often, you know, our hatchlings, they love to attach themselves to like a surrogate. And it's a bit like, you know, that classic postcard or that lovely greeting card where there's the steps in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
And then occasionally, like, in hard times, there was like one pair of footsteps. And when there's one pair of footsteps, that was Jesus carrying me. Well,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Have you ever seen that?
No.
Oh, it's just some sick card where, you know, like someone, Jesus gives a piggyback to someone in a hard time. You know, so what happens is that happens to rainbows as well.
Right.
But in those hard times, it's always, you know, it's your lady friend.
Right.
That ends up carrying you.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I do.
When you're being sick, they hold your hair back.
Right.
You know, make sure you don't spew on your canvas sneakers, on your thongs.
I hear you. I get
so,
that.
Anyway, okay. I get the distinct feeling. I'm having a little sniff and I smell about 20.
20 years old?
Yeah, I'm kind of got that. It's got a bit of... Ylang-ylang about it.
And that was another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Catch them again 7 till 9 Friday nights on Joy 94.9.
Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
This podcast proudly brought to you by Big Mouth Media. Voiceovers and audio production. Producer Paul speaking.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.